Miss Young, could you tell us about the howling man that came around?
No, hold corn.
Oh.
Hulled corn.
Hulled corn.
That I don't know whether they have such a thing now. I think it was corn that was it lime? Something they put on and you ate it like a cereal with milk. And it was good. It kind of swelled up and was soft.
Oh,
but
he sold the kernels that had been hauled off the corn.
Yeah.
It's like puffed wheat.
Well,
no,
it was yellow, and it was, but it was treated with something that took the hard shells off the corn. And as I say, it was kind of puffed up, and it was kind of an orangey color.
And he came around to different homes. Did he have a horse and wagon also?
No, I think he walked with his bucket like the horseradish man.
He sold it from his bucket.
Mm.
And quite a few children grew up
eating. I don't know where he came from. He wasn't a town person either.
How often would he come?
Oh, perhaps once a month. I don't remember.
So this was instead of our new cereals, you would eat hulled corn. Do you remember the Bartley estate where on West Main Street where the high school is? What was that like?
A large yellow house. Very pretty place and quite a lot of land around it. There was a duck pond down front.
Did you feed the ducks?
It's where the high school now stands.
And that later became the Aronson farm.
Yes.
And what did the Aronsons do there?
They had a dairy farm. And then in the 1939 hurricane, one house was destroyed and a man was killed there.
Do you remember other damage done in this 1939 hurricane?
Yes, there was a great deal of damage around. I was working at the time and I was running the bookkeeping machine and trying to get it done before the power went off. The other girl who worked there was on vacation. And I didn't get it done before the power went off, so the young fellow who was working there had to run it by hand while I put the figures down. The Baptist church steeple went down, and the top of the Congregational church steeple went down. And there were some women having a sewing society meeting there, but no one was hurt there. And got time to come home, and Mr. Carlson said he'd take me home. So we got in the car and started to come home, and we couldn't get through. So we got up as far as Phillip Street and had to leave the car and go through the yards, dodging wires to get home.
Wires had fallen, trees?
Yes.
Was there any flooding? Mostly uprooting?
Not up in here, anyway. No.
Did homes lose the roofs?
Yes, mine did.
How did it happen?
It was a tin roof, and it rolled up like tissue paper and went up, was blown right up the street. And it was hard work to find anyone at that time to fix a tin roof. So I finally found somebody, and a friend in Northbrook came over and put a new roof on for me. And the slate, the house next door, was a mansard roof like mine, and was slate all around the sides at the top, as mine was originally. And the slate came off. There's their top roof was all slate. And it came off, and our yard was full of slate standing up on end. And it was very dangerous. If we'd been hit by that, it caused a bad wound.
Were any people wounded or hurt?
There was a woman down on Flanders Road who was killed.
Then it took a long time for the town to clean up the rubble.
Yes.
Without electricity for quite a while.
Yeah. We had another bad storm long before that. I can't remember the year. An ice storm, and that was a bad thing too. The trees broke down. You could hear them, there's like bones cracking. We lost a great many trees at that time. And in the hurricane, the 38-39 hurricane, there was a beautiful elm tree down in the corner of West and Heath Street here. And of course with the rain, it had softened it up. And that great big tree went down. We felt so badly because it was a healthy one at that time. An elm tree can be such a beautiful thing.
So that Westboro has had a share of bad luck in storms, yes, with tornadoes and hurricanes. Well, thank you very much for your reminiscences.